Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Into the travel mode here on Good Day, and Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, where they have the Frommer Travel Guide, is here to talk about Cuba and the best time to book your airline tickets. When do you find the lowest prices? I did something the other day. I'll tell the story on the air right after this on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So if your child says they're going to hold their breath until they turn blue, should you buy it? Well, you got to pay attention to it, especially if it's a medical thing. But more often than medical, it's a manipulation thing. Here's the science of it. When little Billy holds his breath, carbon dioxide in his blood increases and causes his little brain to automatically stimulate the breathing center, and voila, he breathes again. But what's the cheap psychological trick that's going on? Give in, and the child learns he can get his way long before their face turns bright blue. Granted, if your child has an asthma or medical problem, you gotta be more sensitive, but as a general rule, parents need to be parents, and when they say no, they need to stick with it. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
As previously mentioned, Pauline Frommer is here. We're pleased to have her great family name in travel, Frommers.com, where the Frommers travel guide is. So the big hoopla this week, Pauline, has been the government saying it's time for us to send some airplanes to Cuba, and not with bombs, but people. So how easy is it going to be to get from Miami or Houston, all the major southern hubs would be sending flights to Miami, right?
What this means is the airline executives now have the right to talk with the Cuban government and arrange for their crews to be able to stay overnight and for them to have places to land and all the things that they need to do before they can put into place direct air service. But I think it should happen pretty quickly. I'm thinking fairly soon into the new year.
Yeah, right. I'm thinking they're going to land at the Havana International Airport, don't you think? That's the best place.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'm being a little facetious.
That's where they'll land. The problem is, the problem is, once you land, where are you going to stay? Havana has already seen a 50% uptick in the number of Americans going there via charter flights, going to other countries to get there, and people have not been able to find hotel rooms. In fact, a lot of them are bunking in Cubans' homes.
Really?
Cubans are renting out a room to tourists. They're
so Airbnb for Cuba. Maybe that's what
Airbnb is in there.
The problem with
Airbnb officially sells it.
Will they be able to, do they have the infrastructure, the hotels, the taxis, the restaurants, to be able to support everything that's coming their way?
They don't yet. Right. They're going to have to do a lot of building. That's why so many people are staying in people's homes.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen tour companies buy up huge blocks of the rooms that exist right now to make it harder for you to go independently.
Yeah.
So there needs to be a big building boom in Havana. I think that'll happen.
There will be.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out. I want to be the first broadcaster to do a program down there, but you got to have the technology.
Yeah, that's difficult. There aren't many ATMs. It's really a cash-based economy. You're not going to find places that will take American credit cards. So you got to go down with a lot of cash when you go there. But I'm very excited. I think it should be interesting. You know, before Castro came into power, Cuba was the single most popular Caribbean island in the Caribbean because it has the best beaches and gorgeous beaches and a really interesting culture.
Yes.
So I want to go.
Yeah, me too. All right, let's go together. Let's go together. What do you say? So if people want to get the lowest airfare, I had I have a three-way, what they call a three-jog trip coming up. I'm flying from West Palm Beach to Los Angeles, and then I'm coming back here the next week to Boston, and then I'm going from Boston back to L.A., and I paid the same amount of money, actually a little less, than what I've been paying most of the year to just do L.A.-Boston. So this is the time of year, right? And is there a day of the week? Somebody told me once Tuesday was a good day to book. Is that right?
You know, that used to be the good data book, but there's this corporation called the Airline Reporting Corporation. What they do is they act as the middleman between travel agencies and the airlines, and they did a study of 26 million fare transactions. They did this 4 years ago, and they found that Tuesday was the best data book. When they did it a year ago, they found that Sunday is now the best day of the week to book. So use your weekends.
Thank you. Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, the home of the Frommer's Travel Guide here on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.